How's everyone doing this evening?
Amen.
It's wonderful. Blessed, aren't we? Just want to just praise the Lord for His many blessings. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Just praise God. Do we have any spoken prayer requests on my right side tonight? Sister Lori? I saw that text there. Absolutely. Most definitely will keep him in our prayers. Anyone else on my right side tonight with a spoken prayer request? Absolutely. Special times. Praise God. Anyone on my left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty. I don't want to miss anyone in the congregation. Okay? Anyone up on the roster?
Sister Hooks had several with a prayer request. Lots of family members, also some friends. A young lady, saying she'll be 38 years old. And also, if I understand correctly, Brother Terry's scheduled to come home tomorrow.
Praise God.
Is that right? I believe that's the information we have. Yeah, unless something has changed, he's scheduled to come home tomorrow.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to be a complete change. For them, so let's pray for those who get such a comment.
Absolutely. Anyone else up on the roster? Your prayer request? All right, if you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. Praise God. Brother Eddie, would you lead us in open prayer, please?
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for this day and this time and opportunity to come together tonight. Father, we're thankful for each and every one that's come this way tonight. Lord, and I pray, God, your anointing and your blessing upon every part of this service. Father, we do reach out, Lord, in faith tonight on behalf of those who are sick, many are suffering, God, those in the hospitals and the nursing homes, Father, those that are sick and shut in, praying, God, that you would touch and heal and strengthen their bodies tonight, asking you now, Lord, just let your Holy Spirit take charge of the service tonight, lead us, guide us, and direct us in the way that you'd have us to go tonight. Father, bless every word spoken, every song that's sung tonight. Let it be for your honor, for your glory. Father, most of all, I pray for those who are lost tonight. God, I pray
yes,
that you would prick their hearts. God, bring them to an altar of confession, Lord. I pray, God, that you would just bless them and anoint them. Give them that opportunity, God, to make you the Lord of their life. Again, we ask these blessings in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Going to change things up a little bit this evening. Sister Jennifer was just playing a song that we love to do here, or the chorus of Jesus. Let's all just, I'd like just to flip that switch. We're here now. Just turn off everything that might be just disturbing or anything on your mind. And let's turn it all over to this service tonight and to our Lord. So let's do a couple of choruses of Jesus, if y'all will with me. Praise God. Everybody sing. Just worship.
The fragrance after.
You may be seated if you can. Just praise the Lord. I just want to take just a second. As she was playing this earlier and then as we sing it, when you say the name Jesus, and I want to say this, I've got a few years have passed by since I was born there, but you know that name has never changed one iota. He's just as powerful, just as amazing, just as wonderful, just as loving today as He was back when I was a youth. And for my parents and grandparents that talked about it, for those saints that have already gone home, but Jesus is still the same. You know, He is our Master. And if you accept Him, He is our Savior. He is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And I just love Him tonight, and I know each and every one of y'all do. I can just feel His Spirit here tonight. He's with us all the time. It's just sometimes we need to just to turn it all off and let Him just minister to us tonight and every evening, every day when we get up. We need to dedicate each day to Him because His mercies are new. His blessings are new every day. There's so much that He does in our life that a lot of times there are those things, there's no coincidence. It's not just lucky. No, it's because the Lord's provided for us. And I'll get off that right now, but I'm never going to get off Jesus. But I mean, as far as this, we'll move on. I know we have a message tonight's come forth. And I just want you, as the Word's read, and as that holy book is open, and His Word is read, and that we are, whether it be in a Bible study form, a Sunday school form, or in a regular service, know that Jesus is still in control. And our God, we just love and praise Him. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. You could do that because song just continues to just play in my head. Just love it. We're going to take up the offering. Got a couple of quick announcements. One, I failed to do it this last weekend, and I'll do it a little bit for a while until you get all the information that you need. Don't forget about our Samaritan's Purse, the Operations Christmas Child, the shoeboxes that we do every year. God has blessed us with a giving church and a wonderful church, an opportunity to minister to the young. There is a special list of things that can be shipped and those that don't. If you follow it or get there and get an opportunity, it would be great if you have an opportunity to participate with us if you'd like to. Also, if you don't want to purchase something to add to the boxes or do your own box, on the list it's if you make your own shoebox, we'll have shoeboxes here. Please don't seal the top yet, because we have to go through them a little bit and we take them. Not that we're changing it around, but Miss Elaine has the list of things that are acceptable that could be shipped. But also, if you would like to donate monetarily, they cost $9 a box to ship. And if you'd like to mark it on your tithe envelope or let us know exactly how you want that to go, we'll be glad to do it. Or if you want something bought in your name, we'll definitely do it. But then Miss Elaine's then will plan. We've done it before. We'll have a packing party for those who put those shoeboxes together. And it's a wonderful ministry. And I thank all the ministries, the ladies group and all. I hope I don't have any other notes up here right now. Oh, I do. I knew there was another one. The baby shower. Don't forget, on September 12th at 2 p.m. over in the Curtis Center, there is a baby shower for Sister Sierra Agin. And that's a special time, too. And I know there's a lot. And so if there's another one, if y'all want to remind me, I don't have anything else written down. That's it for right now. All right, praise the Lord. Brother Les, would you mind asking the Lord to bless our evening offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it good to be in the house of God?
Amen.
I was sitting there and I was thinking, I need to testify, about something. But I like to have them testimonies that are really good and juicy. That's the kind I like to have. And I was sitting there and I was just thinking, and I thought, you know what? There's so much to be thankful for. But I just want to say I'm thankful that the Lord kept his hands on me through the night and woke me up this morning. And of course, I'm a blessing because I'm standing right here. So the Lord did his job all day long by taking care of me. Y'all supposed to say, yes, Sister Brenda, you a blessing. Thank you, Brother John.
Amen.
I love the Lord. I do. I love everything he does. I love him. I love his word. I do. You know what? There was some things that we was reading in the book of James doing our Bible study. And you know what? You always think you know the word of God. And we was talking about that this morning. We always think we know the word of God. But how many times has our preachers or Brother Eddie got up and said, I've seen that scripture 1,000 times, but I never seen it like that.
Yes,
there's always something new in the word of God. Always.
Yes.
I just love the Lord. They say there'll be no tears in heaven, but I can understand. For the things that make us cry won't be found in that land. There'll be no pain or sorrow, we'll never be sad again. It's a place and the joy will never end. It'll be hard not to cry when we finally step inside and see our loved ones there. It's been so
goodness. God's word tells us that he will wipe away our tears.
Yes,
so is that just going to be down here? Or will we have to cry just a little bit up there? I think it's going to be a very emotional time for us, a very touching time. But God's got it in control no matter what it is. He's going to take care of it.
Amen.
So I just thank God for the day that He come into my life and into my heart and saved my soul. Y'all worship the Lord as I try to sing Something Within Me. Preachers and teachers. Did I get it? Okay. We'll try it again. Preachers and teachers would make their appeal, fighting as soldiers on great battlefields, when in the pleading my poor heart did yield. But all I can say, there's something within, there's something within. Got a hold of the reins, something within me that banishes pain, something within me.
Tabitha has been asked for you to do a song for us tonight. Come on up.
It's all right. We were actually talking about mercy today.
Hallelujah.
When we were doing our lesson. So it just goes hand in hand with what we were talking about today. The whole book of James, this study that we've done, is called Mercy Triumphs. And in James, literally, mercy triumphs. So I'm thankful for His mercy. Y'all worship with me. Huh?
allow me, you heal me, you call me from the grave, you gave me your real love, I thank you, Jesus, you wash my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven, you came to set me free, that's what your mercy did for me. You gave me beauty for my guilty stains. And now I'm living day to day by His grace. So excuse me if I can't contain my praise. Cause I know that I've been saved. Lord, you found me, you healed me. Call me from the grave. You gave me your real love. I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away. And now I'm living. I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. And every morning, mercy will restore. Forgiven, you came, you set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Can I testify right quick?
Praise
I tell you what, God.
God's good, is
he not? He's good all the time. He's been praise better God. Than me lately than any one man ought to be. But I'll tell you something that's been dealt with me over the last few days, you know. The woman that had the issue of blood. We all know that story in the Bible, the parable, right? The woman had the issue of blood. All right. Do you think that she would have been healed if she hadn't put forth an effort? If she had not tried to press through? If she had just waited by the wayside? Everybody knew Jesus was coming down that road that day. But he was doing double duty. He was going to. But as he was walking down the road and the multitude of people was all around, and you've had this issue of blood for 12 years, okay? You know you're weak. Any of us that's hurt for any long period of time, you can't get any relief. What happens? The depression.
Sure.
Me? Nobody really. Wonder if she was that person. Do you think she would have been healed? The Bible says, I've thanked you. Have you? was in no hurry. But when I come back that night, it wasn't just enough for him to say, you've got it. And I said, Lord, I can't go. I said, I'm going to be the first one to do it, even though I know what you did for me this morning. I said, and nobody was in the fever to go that night. I said, but if you send somebody, I'll go. And as soon as I said that, someone got it.
Praise God.
Crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach him, 'cause this was her last hope of ever So she pressed through until she touched his garment. And still you've heard no answer. And has your faith grown weak? You feel you're all alone. Don't give up, for the God Peace.
today.
And when the ones I counted on
I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms folded around me, He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Hallelujah.
I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
I've got a problem I can't solve. heaven, building worlds and hanging stars to shine. But you promised if I asked, I would receive it. So here I am, Lord, asking one more time. It's me again, Lord. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. I've got a problem I can't solve. I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new, and I need help that only comes from you. It's me again,
just the mention of
just the mention of your name.
Against a wall, and your mountain seems so tall, and you realize life's not always fair. You can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and He'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name, then oh, you can overcome. Praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. Go on, raise.
Listen to those words.
Praise His name.
Praise Him anyway.
When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say,
yes.
Lord, you're all I need.
You're all I need.
You're everything to me. And
He'll
take the pain away.
Have you ever gotten up from the table before you was really full? You can tell by looking at me, I probably don't. But I don't want the Lord just to half fill me up. I want all He's got for me. Amen? Because I need it. Glory to God. Kind of like Daddy. Daddy used to say, son, if your gas tank's on half, you're half empty. He said, you need to fill it up. In fact, every time he would get in the car or the truck and ride with me, he said, son, you got plenty of gas? And I said, I got a half a tank. He said, you better get some. Amen. This song says, fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst of my soul.
Sing it with me, church.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want. Fill it up, make me whole. Sing it once more unto the Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want. Cup, fill it up, make me whole.
Amen. Do you want your cup filled?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. If you'll bear with me just a few moments, just want to read you a few scripture, a little bit of scripture tonight. Didn't certainly can't add to what the Lord has already done. Those who came forward tonight, by faith you receive what the Lord has blessed you with. And don't let Satan try to take your victory away from you. Amen. Don't let him have it.
Amen.
But if you have your Bibles handy, if you want to go to the book of Ephesians, I want to read verses 1, 2, and 3 out of chapter number 4. And I promise I will not be lengthy. I just want to share this scripture with you. Ephesians chapter number 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. Paul's writing to the church and to the Christians at Ephesus. Paul said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we're so thankful. God, that you're here. Lord, that your Spirit, God, is alive and well. Father, and we thank you, Lord, for those that you've touched tonight, those that you have delivered. God, those that you have healed tonight. Father, we're so thankful. We're so humbled, God, by your mighty power. But, Father, we're thankful today, too. God, I ask you, Lord, to continue to bless this congregation, to have your will and way in our lives. Lead us and guide us and direct us, God, into the path that you've chosen for us to take, God. And I pray, Lord, that you would just stir up our hearts, God, to be about your business. And we'll give you praise and honor and glory. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you'll be seated for just a few moments, I promise I will not be lengthy. But I want to bring this thought to us tonight entitled, The Believer's Walk. The Believer's Walk. And first of all, I just want to lay just a little groundwork. Here is Paul, who used to be Saul, who used to be the persecutor of the Christian movement. In fact, he thought that he was probably going to completely annihilate the Christian movement. He was totally against that because he was raised in the Mosaic law and the Jewish tradition, and he thought that this Christian movement needed to be stopped, and he did all that he possibly could. But now we find him not only a believer, not only filled with the Spirit of the Lord, amen, how many knows the Lord will get your attention, amen, not only converting souls to Christianity where he once persecuted, but now we find them teaching, amen, the church at Ephesus, a group of believers. Now, Paul spent a lot of his time converting people to Christianity, but he also spent a lot of time in the epistles teaching those who were already born again, who were already confessing Christianity. And he basically lays out a plan here, or lays out some characteristics of the believer's walk. I thought about this, and I was a bread man for some 34 years, and Billy's going to know exactly what I'm talking about because he comes from a family of bread men, and his dad was, and Billy's been a bread man for a long, long time. There was a certain walk that was called or referred to the bread man walk. And anybody in the bread business or the route business knew exactly what that was. I mean, you did not let the grass grow under your feet. You had that walk. It wasn't running, but it surely wasn't taking your time either. You had a destination, you had time schedules to meet, and you had to be you've spent 10 minutes in each stop, and you done spent 2 hours that day. So you had the bread man walk, and everybody was talking about the bread man walk. When you get out of the truck, one fellow, when I was working at Carrollton, they said that he could actually get out of his truck and be at the bread rack, and his truck would still be rocking. Now, I don't know if anybody was ever that fast, but it was identifiable. And I said that to say this, is our walk identifiable? Does the people that we don't associate with in church, do they know and recognize that we're Christian? And you know, that goes beyond basically what we wear or how we look. It goes by our whole demeanor. It goes by our communication. It certainly goes by the Spirit that is within us. This is what the Apostle Paul was addressing. And I want to point out five things tonight, and I'm just going to leave that with you. And I'm not going to get to it in depth tonight, but I'm going to share that with you. But walk worthy in love and unity is basically the mission statement that Paul is talking about. Understanding who we are. As I said the other night in one of my messages, the song that Brother Eberhardt's grandchildren sang, I choose to be a Christian. Nobody's making me do it. This is my choice. Amen? A choice to live for the Lord because he made a choice on Calvary for me. So here's the five things. First of all, the Apostle Paul says, walk in lowliness. Now, lowliness here basically means this, humility, gentleness, not pushy, and not arrogant. I will assure you that you'll win more people to Christ with a loving, compassionate spirit than you will trying to force salvation down their throat. It doesn't work that way. Remember when someone was leading you to Christ, that person who was genuine, that person who was humble, that person who was not arrogant and not pushy, but they led you to Christ. So this is what the Apostle Paul is telling the Christians in that particular audience that he was speaking to. Second thing is to walk in meekness, meaning righteous, humble, teachable, and patient. The third thing is to walk in long suffering. Somebody said long suffering. Amen. And sometimes we kind of back up a little bit to that because we don't like to suffer. But the Bible tells us not to let the suffering in any way compare to the glory, amen, that the Lord has in store for us. But to walk in long suffering means it's the power. Listen to this. This is really, really good. We have the power to take revenge, but we never do it.
Think about that.
It's the power to take revenge, but never do it. Amen. Knowing that we could. And you know, how does that show up? It shows up at the QT when we're trying to back out. And, you know, Penny's car has a little signal, a beep, if a car's coming. And they're coming from this way, and they're coming from that way, and they're coming from this way. And I told Penny, I said, these are the most inconsiderate drivers I've ever seen in my life. They cannot be in that big of a hurry. I mean, and I try to back out again, and another one, beep, beep, beep. And this is not even at the gas station. This is on the side. And I thought about that. It said, you know, having the power to take revenge. I could have sat down on my horn, and you know, but something within me said, nah, you probably don't need to be doing that, you know. But anyway, being patient with others. And forbearing one another in love. This is what really, really we need to understand. A forgiving and generous heart, and don't hold grudges. Christians, we do not need to hold grudges. Maybe you've been wrong. Maybe you've been put down. Maybe you've been hurt really, really bad in your life. But according to the Word of God, you know, we need not only be long-suffering, amen, but we need to be able to forbear one another and forgive one another. And don't let, you know, just because you tell somebody, yeah, I forgive you, doesn't really do the job. Amen. You got to forgive them from the heart. And that's tough to do sometimes. But if you really, really want to walk that Christian life or that believer's walk, have that ability to forbear one another and forgive one another. And then finally, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. And I thought this was very, very provocative. Not only to keep the unity of the Spirit. What does unity mean? Man, when we come to the house of God, we need to be in unity. Amen. We need to be in one mind and one accord. So endeavoring, in other words, trying or doing with everything possible in our ability to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And this writer said said that we're supposed to keep the peace, not create the peace. Now, we talked about peacemakers. Amen. And we all believe that Christians are peacemakers. But listen to this. God's Spirit creates the peace. It's our duty to recognize and keep the peace. And I thought about that because I have tried to speak peace into people's lives, and I can't do it because I don't know what they're going through. I can't walk in their shoes. You know, I can say, oh, I know how you feel all day long, but not really. I don't know how that person feels. I may feel a light spirit a little bit, like, oh, you know, but I don't really know. And I really can't give you inner peace. But God is the one that creates the peace. He's the one that gives us peace. You remember he said, peace I give you, not as the world gives you. Peace I give and leave unto you. But our job as a congregation, our job as believers is to keep the peace. Amen? If we see something, head it off and keep the peace and recognize in the unity or fellowship of the Spirit. And he's actually talking to Christians, he's talking to church members, he's talking to those, amen, that are the body of Christ. And we need to do that. We need to love one another. We say that all the time, but there's some steps. In fact, I'm going to leave that with you, and if you want to read that entire chapter, the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, it'll let you know how the Christian walk is supposed to be. There's supposed to be things. We're supposed to be different than the world. Amen? You know, a lot of people say, you're supposed to look different than the world. No, you're supposed to act different than the world, too. You're not even supposed to have the same conversations and stuff like that as the world does. Because we're trying to lead them. Amen? If we get down in the mud with them, come on, ain't going to win too many folks. But if we can stay, go high. What does that say? We just heard that, go high. Amen. When they go low, we go high. We go high, not in ourselves. Don't feel haughty, or don't feel haughty or puffed up, because that's God can't use us of that. Because the main subject matter that He's talking about through that whole thing is being humble. Amen. In order to walk like a Christian, you need to be humble. Not blowing your own horn, not patting yourself on the back, but just doing the right thing. And I will assure you, you'll be a walking billboard. Sometimes you'll lead people to Christ and you won't even know it because you're not saying anything, but it'll make a difference because they'll say, you know what, I want what that person's got, because they seem to always be happy. They seem to always be an even keel, and you can be a testimony, a living, breathing testimony to folks. God bless you, church. I love you so very much. I appreciate the Lord blessing us. You know, isn't it wonderful to know that God is just as powerful on Wednesday night as He is any other night and on the weekends and all? What a mighty move of God we've experienced tonight, and we thank God for that. Continue to keep the faith and bless those who are, or remember those who are in need of prayer. And God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Brother Jim, come and dismiss us with a word of prayer. I want to keep my promise and not keep you very long tonight, because the Holy Ghost really, really moved good tonight. And I thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. I'm just smiling. Just love the Lord. The Lord allows us to be witness, and also for our prayers being answered, and witnesses to seeing other people with victory or gaining victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Love each and every one of you. Anyone watching on the live feed tonight or with us, we just love and really appreciate you too. Please, if you have a prayer request, just put it in the text there, and we'd be glad to pray with you. Brother Billy, go ahead. Absolutely. We'll definitely keep her. Just keep her in our prayer too as we get ready to part. And all the other prayer requests too. You know, all the flash ones and all in the prayer box, and all the other prayer requests that have come forward. May we just lift them up to the Lord. All hearts and minds clear? All righty. Well, you're all invited. If you're not already coming to Sunday school, you're all invited to be in Sunday school with us Sunday morning, and looking forward to mighty prayer. Let's all be in prayer. Let's be in much prayer for the lost, for the town we live in, our community, our church, and our family members that we know. Not that we're judging, but God knows. And those names that He places in our heart, or those situations, that He'll just pray and strengthen those. And strengthen us, that we'll be ready and willing to do what He would have us to do. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Lord, thank You for allowing us to be part of Your service tonight. Dear Lord, thank You for letting us feel Your holy presence. Lord, the Holy Ghost is powerful, and You're more greater than anything that we could ever imagine. Lord, we thank You tonight for answering prayers, for healing, for touching, for protection. And, dear Lord, as we praise You now, dear Lord, for these answered prayers, even those that we haven't seen the results yet. But, dear Lord, we're placing them by them. Being in Your hands, we know that You will conquer each and every situation. Thank You for everyone here. May You just bless our homes, these family represented, those downstairs and the young, and then with the young people outside in the other building. But, dear Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful evening. Praise the Lord.